This reality forces her to have difficult conversations with her congregation. I tell them to try to mask their origin, to speak Puerto Rican Spanish, not Dominican Spanish, to blend in a little so they won't be noticed. She reluctantly acknowledges the necessity of such advice. Do you really need to style your hair that way? When you go to the grocery store, do you have to wear that headscarf? She concludes resignedly, I hate telling them to hide who they are, but I don't want them to get arrested. While Dominicans are omnipresent in Puerto Rican society, they remain vulnerable to racial discrimination deeply rooted in the archipelago's history. Their experiences in Puerto Rico parallel those of Haitians in their home country, where immigrant rights organizations speak of unprecedented racial discrimination. Every day, thousands of Haitians are repatriated to Haiti, including children and pregnant women who have been arrested in hospital beds while preparing to give birth. In 2013, the Constitutional Court of the Dominican Republic issued a highly controversial decision, ruling 168-13, that fundamentally altered nationality rights for people of Haitian descent born on Dominican soil. Applied retroactively to 1929, this measure restricted the principle of birthright citizenship, affecting up to 245,000 individuals, many of whom became stateless, according to the Center for Migration Studies in New York.